Hello, everybody. Welcome to JVE Sports Talk, coming to you live from the Palicia Studios of Silver Cloud Photography. That's right. If you need any photography needs, call Silver Cloud Photography. Easter Jacobs will be glad to set you up, take care of any kind of wedding or party or childbirth photos for you. And let's get started right away to the JBE Top 15 Football Countdown Rankings. At number 15, my bad, is Kentucky Wildcats from the SEC. Now, do understand that our rankings tonight are coming to you based on the teams that are playing for the football championship. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 are out of it. And in a lot of ways, I think that's probably a good thing. We're going to see just how well that these teams are playing, and that we're not going to have any of the issues that everybody was worried about. So at number 15 is Kentucky. At number 14, we have the Iowa State coming out of the Big 12. That's right, Iowa State, one of their high rankings to start the year off with. At number 13, we have Texas. At number 12, I have Central Florida. That's right, the American is showing out. And right above them is Cincinnati, also from the American. At number 10, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That's right, Big 12 representing Oklahoma State. They're actually projected to possibly beat Oklahoma and represent the Big 12 in the playoff this year. We'll have to see what happens. The number 9, the Auburn Tigers. Number 8, University of North Carolina. That's right, the Tar Heels ranked 8th in the nation this year, I really think, after last year. Sam Howell, quarterback for the Tar Heels, is going to do a great job there, and he's going to lead UNC to the ACC championship. Only problem is he's going to run into a huge, huge monster called Clemson. All right, at number 7, I have LSU. I have them dropping quite a bit. They've lost quite a few players due to COVID, and also ones that are opting out for the NFL. At number 6, I have Notre Dame. This is just to start off. I got Clemson beating Notre Dame, and then I have Notre Dame losing another game. I really think when it's all said and done, UNC and Clemson will be playing for the ACC championship. But you never know. The Golden Domers have always had some way of having the luck of the Irish on their side. At number 5, I have Florida. At number 4, the UGA. That's right, the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia, even though they've lost all their offensive line, they haven't quite got a quarterback. Their defense is stingy. And I'm talking about what a lot of people are saying is the number one defense in the nation. And that means that all the teams above them are going to have to beat them. And that's going to be hard to say. Don't look for anybody to blow out Georgia this year. If they get a loss, it's going to be by 1 or 2 points. At number 3, I have the Oklahoma Sooners. I tell you, this team is just has a way of winning games, and the only problem that they have on their schedule is Oklahoma State this year, and I think Oklahoma State might reach up and get them, but right now I have Oklahoma number 3. At number 2, Alabama. I mean, what can you say? Alabama just does it every year, year after year. They did fall off a little bit last year, but I think a lot of that had to do with Tua's injury. But Alabama rings in at number 2. At number 1 is Clemson. That's right, the Clemson Tigers. Call me a homer, say what you want, but Trevor Lawrence has got his boys where they need to be. The only questions we see is at wide receiver. And I think this year, I think they're going to be all right at wide receiver. And the only big question also after that will be, who's the backup? Is it Tyshawn Pupichon or DJ? We'll find out here in the first game, because whoever trots out after Trevor has blown out Wake Forest will be the backup quarterback. Now let's go to the Braves report. Braves are right now at 26-18 with a 2.5 up on the Phillies and 4 up on the Marlins. Currently they're playing the Washington Nationals and down 6-3 at top of the 6, fixed to go to the bottom. NASCAR news. Bubba Wallace is leaving Richard Petty Motorsports. Odds have him joining Chip Ganassi Racing in the 42 car next year. Bubba also has a thing set up with his sponsors on the 43, where if he leaves, that his sponsors will be going with him. And one of the sponsors is McDonald's, who's also a part of Chip Ganassi Racing sponsorship. So we'll see what comes on as the silly season for NASCAR now is in full play. We'll be joining you here next week. And also, We'll have an update on Monday from the college football weekend. Thanks for listening, and get ready as JBE will be bringing you more and more sports talk and just getting to know all my great friends out there and fans, and understand that we are back in business. It's like everybody, we've had a rough time with things that's going on, but you know, I just want to say, you know, God bless America. God bless all of you. I hope all of you stay safe. Remember to wear your mask. Remember to think of others. We're all in this together. If we want sports around, if we want to see our friends and family around, we need to do what we got to do to stay safe. So thank you for listening to JBE Sports Talk from the awesome Silver Cloud Photography Studios. Thank you and goodbye.